Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Is It Normal? The Pregnancy Podcast with me, Jessie Ware. I hope you are all doing really well. It's been a while since I've recorded one of these and we wanted to do this very special extra episode because our key contributor, consultant obstetrician, Jess McMicking, who has been in your ears offering brilliant advice and reassurance, is now on the other side. Yes, she's pregnant. First Izzy being pregnant, now it's Jess. And we wanted to catch up with her to find out how it's been and what birth she's planning to have. Jess McMicking, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Never mind me, how are you?
Good, I think I'm more exhausted keeping up with you than my own pregnancy.
I mean, let's talk about this. We've invited you back because you are pregnant. You are very pregnant.
It was quite funny. Someone who's been listening to your podcast was like, what are they putting in the water of all the people speaking on this podcast? You know, there you had Izzy and now you.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
How far gone are you?
I'm now 31 weeks.
Wow. So it's that bit where you tell everyone to stay calm and get prepared. Have you got your hospital bag ready, Jess?
I will admit I do not have a cot, a pram or a hospital bag yet.
I love this. This is amazing. And now, can I just add, by the way, we were supposed to record this a few hours ago, but Jess, being the boss that she is, had to email and said, I'm really sorry, I've just got to go and do an emergency C-section. And can we just reschedule? And you have rescheduled about 3 hours later. How was the delivery of the C-section? Was it all okay?
It was all fine, yes. I apologise, and I'm still in the scrubs. I haven't changed yet, so I'm sorry.
No, it's amazing. It's amazing. How's it been doing your job, but also being pregnant whilst doing your job?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting journey. Everyone's been far too nice to me, patients included. I had an antenatal clinic the other day where it was a menace, as normal, and someone ran down to M&S, got me some lollies and a soft drink and came back up and gave it to me and said, I feel really sorry for you, you look really busy, here, have some food.
Did you appreciate it?
I must say I did, yes.
Have you had any cravings?
I must say, I think my first 12 weeks was just all carbohydrates, but I'm a bit better now. I'm eating what I should be eating and in moderation. Yes.
Oh, it's so boring though, isn't it? When you really like, you start realizing, I don't need to eat for two. Yeah, fucking, but I want that extra ice lolly and that yeah. Cupcake.
I think ice cream is my only vice, especially at the moment where I just don't like
it. I think that's okay. We're in a heat wave, Jess.
Yeah, that's right.
It's we're recording this in the height of the heat wave. And am I wrong? Maybe I asked you about this before, but the heat, does it promote more births happening? I don't know if it gets everything, the juices flowing. I don't know.
I think it can, I know change in weather can, the atmospheric pressure, so especially if it suddenly, you know, starts raining, those sorts of things. I think the downside of heat though is you don't move as much.
Yes.
So, you know, we'll sit around and we're not, you know, walking around.
Water retention.
Yeah. And the gravity of the baby possibly is affected by that. But I don't want to wish a baby on myself tonight.
No. That baby can stay inside for a bit. Thank you. What has been the biggest thing that has surprised you during your pregnancy?
Yeah, it was interesting reflecting. I was only doing that a few weeks ago when I knew we had this coming up. And I think probably the biggest thing actually is the fatigue that surprised me out of everything. And looking back and the symptoms that different women go through at different times, and actually, I think it's amazing how everyone's pregnancy can really vary. as well. But it was the fatigue, the symptom that caught me up definitely the most.
Was that that first trimester, the fatigue, or has it carried on?
It probably was very prominent in the first trimester, but I think lately, I think I'm going to blame the heave here too as well. But I must say, like, it's sort of like you walk to the shop and you almost need to have a two-hour nap. And I certainly didn't go to Glastonbury this year for that reason too.
I've done it pregnant and I don't necessarily advise it. So, yeah, I'd just wait until that baby can have a babysitter for the weekend. I wanted to know, have you had any other really significant symptoms that you were surprised by?
I must say I did have, I remember someone talking once where we discussed about your taste buds and, you know, what's sweet and sour and those sorts of changes and things. And I think that did actually hit me in the first trimester, you know, something that you think is sour may not be sour anymore. And that sort of thing. And it was interesting to go through that process and go, oh, actually, if I didn't know this, you know, it would be something that I may sort of bring up with someone and say, oh, is this normal? But I must say, touch wood, I've been very fortunate and thankfully haven't had any complications so far.
Have you Googled anything in your pregnancy?
I will admit to this story, and only because I know you have a great following podcast group. You will laugh. I have Googled once, and it was when my husband and I decided we did the NIP testing, you know, week 10, just to get that extra reassurance for our various reasons. And I was in Australia when the results came back, and he was in London, and I got the results at 2 a.m. It woke me up. I called him. I will admit I was very, very jet lagged. And of course, it had our baby gender on it. It had the chromosome. And he's like, oh, well, what is it? What is it? And I was like, it's XY. Can you Google it? I can't remember what it is.
Oh, I love that.
So I will admit that is my one Google for the pregnancy. And he said, I will never let you forget this moment.
You're human. I love that. Have you followed your own advice, Jess McMicken?
I'd like to say I've followed lots of people's advice. But yeah, I think I'm trying to adopt the go with the flow, you know, take each day as it comes. There's definitely times where you have lots of voices in your head. and I don't know if I necessarily follow my advice at that time. But yeah, I've tried my best to keep calm and do what I do tell patients, definitely, yes.
And
yes.
How has it felt having a doctor or a midwife be giving you advice and you going into those appointments and obviously being very, very knowledgeable of each step? But how has it been being on the other side?
Yeah, I think I've actually quite enjoyed at times being a little bit anonymous from that point of view, like being the patient and just taking a step back. And I found it particularly useful when I've had my husband accompany me, because he's not medical. I wish I tell him everything about my job, but I really don't. And so often his very naive questions are quite helpful, because it sort of makes me take a step back, listen to the explanation provided. I don't butt in. And so that's been quite useful. But it definitely at times it is tough, because I think it was especially in, you know, the first 12, 16, 20 weeks, you know, I know what can happen. And it's really hard sometimes to get that out of your head. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, the bit of the realist in me was, you know, expecting the very worst, when actually ignorance is probably bliss at that time for the majority of people.
And I mean, not to make this dour, but, you know, potentially if you're still working and having to experience not so happy endings for people and being, you know, I can understand that that must have been quite terrifying for you maybe sometimes, just even though we all know about the percentages and the probability, you know, but still to kind of be that close up to it must be sometimes quite scary.
Yeah, I think it's scary, and it's just the harsh, you know, reality. And I spoke to a lot of midwives that I worked with at the time who are also pregnant. And it's interesting that we all do go through those waves. I think it's with anything in life, you know, if you have that little bit of additional knowledge, it can be really powerful, whether that's positive or negative, at its special times.
You're not still doing night shifts, are you?
No, but I know if I were, you might be able to get me out of them. No, yeah.
I mean, when was that? Was that quite a delicious moment where you were like, yeah, sorry, I got to sleep?
Yes, that was amazing being taken off that roster. I was very fortunate.
Will you ever be able to go back, Jess?
Oh, that is a good question. Although I hear having a newborn's like a night shift, really, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Like an all-nighter. Yeah, yeah. Party, party. No, it's fabulous. I was wondering whether you would be able to share what kind of birth you're planning to have.
It's an interesting one. Once again, I think sometimes knowledge and having that, I guess, the insight into what can happen, it helps you, I guess, formulate a birth plan that, yeah, you're comfortable with and having that flexibility. I'm happy to share, but I have my rationales. So in terms of where we're up to at this stage, just because of what's going on in the pregnancy, and if you saw a visual of myself beside my husband, we're very different in size. And unfortunately, I think the baby's taken a turn to be more like him in that regard.
So he's a big, big one.
It's a big one, in particular the head dimensions. So I mean, I've got two plans. I'm going with the flow. And if things happen by a certain date, then I will go with the flow and do what I can. But if things haven't happened by a certain date, I've opted to have a planned cesarean.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So how are you feeling about the birth? I mean, because you have your plan and you have your dates. How are you feeling about that actual day?
To be honest, I haven't had a bit of time just to sit down and go through it at the moment. I'm very lucky. I'm actually finishing up work early, so I actually only have 6 more days of work left. I was very fortunate that they were quite understanding at work. And I just thought, you know what? I'm not going to be one of those women that works until the final hour. I'm going to give myself some time to buy the cot, to buy the pram, but also to get in the mental space of it all. Yes.
Yeah. Have you done any hypnobirthing or anything?
I have done a little bit. Yes, I have. I've actually found that quite useful. I must say I've done a little bit of meditation stuff, because I think actually, any woman, you sort of go through these anxiety waves for various reasons in pregnancy, and I've found that extremely useful. I've done a bit of Pilates. Yeah, I've actually really enjoyed doing a little bit of the things that, you know, women should. And of course, you know, being that patient and trying it out, because I think everyone's very different and you sort of find out what works and what doesn't.
Do you think that your patients have changed the way that they kind of behave towards you since you have been pregnant?
Oh, definitely.
Or have you changed the way that you are with them since you've been pregnant?
I must say, I did try and hide it from a few for a while. Just because I thought, you know what, your priority, this is what, you know, my focus is on you. But the reason I do that as well is because patients have changed so much. Like, they're just so thoughtful and too understanding, and, you know, don't want to put you out or don't want to call you in the middle of the night. And you're sort of like, no, I'm here. That's what I'm here for. So I've been really grateful for all them being so caring. But at the same time, I'm like, it's okay. You know, I can do this.
I want to know, what have you got on your birth playlist? How are you going to do a birth playlist, Jess? And what is going to be on it?
This is where the truth is revealed. I think definitely a birth playlist. And I will admit, it probably won't be too many chosen songs, but I do just like house music.
Our regular obstetrician gynecologist is going to play house in her C-section. I'm living for this whole image.
This is a bit of chill house.
I bloody love it. This is amazing. Yes.
Well, we'll see the looks on the day. I'm not going to tell anyone that's the plan.
I love this so much. I haven't spoken to you about this, but you'll know about this because it happened to you. But we had somebody email us thanking us for the podcast, which is always beautiful to get these messages. And they gave us a story about the fact that they were planning to have a different kind of birth. And in the end, I believe it was an emergency C-section that had happened. I think it was their first baby. And they were on the operating table? Is that what you call it?
Yes, yeah.
In theatre, yeah. Quite nervous, bit petrified, and heard a voice that they knew. That voice was you. You were the person doing the emergency C-section, and you had a chat with them.
I do remember this now. Yeah. That was such a bizarre
and they
moment.
Knew about your voice but they knew about the voice from listening to the podcast, and they immediately felt at ease, and it was this actually really beautiful positive thing, an outcome. And how was that for you, Jess? Have you had that kind of thing before?
It was quite hilarious, because I think the trainee who was in theatre with me was like, oh my god, like what, like I got this all newfound respect from the medical trainee. But it was actually really amazing, and I think it was so lovely to be a part of it. And it was really nice to hear how, even though they were on a different journey, that the podcast had prepared them for all sorts of things. And so I think it was a great reflection on the whole team of this podcast, really. But it was particularly nice surprise. It was a huge surprise, actually. I was a bit like, was I funny? Like, I was just starting to become really, like, conscious of what was going on.
Oh, welcome to fame. Yeah. I mean, you've been every step of the way with this podcast, and it's been so amazing to have you on this and to have the reaction that we've had. You've seen it in theatre, and we're just so thrilled that you were a part of it. Have you recommended the podcast to any of your patients?
Oh, tons. Do you know what? When I recommend, I never say I'm on it, though. That's okay. My little, like, secret thing. I'm like, have you heard of his podcast? And then they come back and they're like, oh my god, you're on it. And I was like, oh yeah,
surprise.
I forgot to mention that.
Well, thank you very, very much. That must be that why our listens are so high. Come on, give us any snacks that you're going to be taking in to your labour.
Well, I'll do the right thing and mention that I'll take some fruit.
yeah, and then some other stuff.
Yeah, then some other stuff. I particularly like M&Ms, so they'd definitely be with me.
That's quite good as well.
Yeah, and I've definitely got my... See, this is the thing. I'm not quite prioritising everything very well here at the moment, but I've already got my post-baby meal sorted.
Oh, okay. More importantly, what is the post-baby meal?
Oh, so sushi and sashimi. With some champagne.
This sounds fantastic. And are you giving birth in the hospital that you work in, or are you keeping that a secret?
No, it's definitely not a secret now. Look, it was a big decision that we made, weighing up the pros and cons that we do. But for privacy reasons, I chose to go elsewhere. Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. I was just trying to work out where the best sushi is near that. Trying to work it out.
No,
for you.
I think it was
whether you're near a Nobu, yeah, or dining.
I just didn't want to put my colleagues through anything. One, they didn't need to see me and behave in some sort of funny way, or see things they didn't need to see. I'm trying to think of the whole team.
God, it's a funny old thing, isn't it? When you're kind of in charge of a lot of people and also then to be on the flip side. But honestly, this has been such a pleasure to chat and catch up with you. We're so pleased for you and just wish you all the best with your pregnancy, the rest of your pregnancy and the birth and that post-labour meal. I mean, yeah, it's the sweetest taste, if you can taste it, if you haven't had too much gas in there. Thank you, Jess McMicking, for joining us. And it's so nice to hear from you again.
No, thank you, Jessie.
And just thanks so much for reassuring so many people. We've had over a million listens now.
Oh, wonderful.
That is your reassuring voice in a million people's ears. So thank you.
No, thank you for having me, Jessie, and obviously the whole team as well, Alice and Sarah. It's been really amazing. And I think it's wonderful to hear the stories. Even, you know, I know my sister-in-law listens to this a lot as well, and she's back in Australia, but it is really, really nice. And I must say, I admit, I've listened to a lot of episodes in my journey and found them incredibly useful.
That's so lovely. Well, look, you're probably about to go and deliver another baby or put your feet up. I think you deserve it today. So thank you.
No worries at all. Thank you.
Oh man, that was so lovely to catch up with Jess. It's been a while and it's quite lovely to be speaking to her on the eve of my son's first birthday. This very moment, my waters were breaking and I forgot what I was supposed to do and called a midwife straight away and they were ready to help immediately. We love midwives, we love the consultant obstetricians, we love them all, everybody that helps us get to this stage, and we love you listening to this podcast. I also love the image of Jess McMicking listening to house music, raging house music, while she has a C-section, and I'm just trying to imagine which house music song that baby's coming out to. Anyway, it was so great to catch up with Jess. Thank you for everybody that has listened and supported this podcast that started as a real passion project and something we are so proud of doing. We read all your messages and we appreciate them so much. And it's our pleasure to help you a little bit along the way with your journey during this pregnancy. We love seeing pictures of your babies too. It's the best feeling ever. So please keep in touch. We'd love to hear from you. And if you have any topics you would like us to cover, we are all ears. We have listened to you before and we will keep on listening. The door's open and we really, really just want to hear, have feedback. What you want us to talk about, we will do an episode on it. Usually people message us on Is It Normal Podcast on Instagram. So just slide into them DMs. Take care and good luck to Jess with her delivery and all the rest of you that are listening to this. Lots of love.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.